So I want to begin by thanking the Parnassim for the month, the week, the whole month is the Thalheims, Neil and Natalia, and Lezeich and Nishmas, Yudhi Dukes, Chaim Shne Zalman, Yehuda, and Shvini Ilu and Nisham also, Chavi and Michael, Levi Lu, Lichavis Arbra, Meyer, and Schusser for Shlema, Chanabas Malka, Shilov, Erez, and the whole family. We shall hear Sos Tyrus in this session. By Yom Da'akecha, the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, we're on page Chav Beis. Dalet, the end of page Chav Beis. The calls the Omra after Gabi Paishi Yisrael. All that we've been learning applies even to Parshei Yisrael, even to sinners of Israel. Parshei Yisrael. Now, we were learning last week that there are Jews that are not religious. Jews that are not religious or Jews that could be a could have a negative influence of... Thank you so much. Or Jews that could have a negative influence upon us. So there's the mitzvah of Shkar. The mitzvah of Ahava, as far as who that person is, be'etzem, and still there have to be certain halachas about keeping a distance at times. It's true. We were learning about that last week. But what about Parshei Yisrael? There are such people that are Parshei Yisrael that are Chalila Mamish. Not just Jews that don't know or not educated, but people of Parshei Yisrael, Hashem Yirachem. Kol Zom Afla Gabi Parshei Yisrael. All that we've been learning applies to Parshei Yisrael as well. Kol Zman Shashem Yisrael Nikra Leihem. As long as this person is still a Jew, he's still a Jew. He hasn't left. It's Hashem Yisrael Nikra Leihem. Tzarech Lahabit Aleihem Ba'ayin Tayva. You should still look at that person with an ayin tayva, even though he's a pesheya. You should still look at him with an ayin tayva. That doesn't mean that you should have necessarily a relationship with him. You have to be careful. But to look at him with an ayin tayva. Of course, how much more so with a person really... Nowadays, as I said last week, who are these Parshei Yisrael? There's a picture that I saw in the Sefer yesterday of the Klausenberger Rebbe Schussion shaking Ben Gurion's hand. The Ben Gurion did all that he could to be in the category of Parshei Yisrael, you know, over the years. He tried hard to be a Parshei Yisrael. And there's a picture of Ben Gurion shaking his hand. The Klausenberger Rebbe Schussion is shaking the hand of Ben Gurion. The other tzaddikim that wouldn't go anywhere within his dalet amas, or maybe even 100 amas, or tchum shabbos, I don't know, of Ben Gurion. You know, he was somebody that knew a lot and left a lot. And the Klausenberger Rebbe, and there were people who were very angry with the Klausenberger Rebbe. He suffered a lot because of his mahalach. And the mahalach was a mahalach of looking at even the Parshei Yisrael with an ayin tayva, it's a controversial topic. To what degree does one need to show that ayin tayva? To what degree does one go over to the other person and so on? Right, the Rebbe had a certain hakaras hatayva also, because Ben Gurion was what did help when it came to the foundations of Kiryat Sanz and the hospital and the Aniyadov hospital. There was an involvement at the beginning at the Shairish Advar. Ben Gurion was trying to be helpful. And Ben Gurion had tremendous Derech Eretz for the Klausenberger Rebbe. And you have these questions regarding Hanhagis towards Parshei Yisrael. Elishiyesh lo Derech HaCheres Baruch, what is Hashem's Baruch? we could still try to believe that these individuals also, in their own way, are looking for the truth, of trying to be mevakeh Hashem. But as far as people who are frum, now when he's talking about other Jews who are Shem Mitzvahs, who are frum, but Yesh Al Derech HaKeres Baruch Hashem Yisbarach, but have a different Derech, Nevos Hashem. Jews who are Shem Shabbos, who daven every day, who put on tefillin, but they have a different mahalach in Avodas Hashem. I said Tzarech Lizkor She'el Veil Adir Lekim Chai. Then of course we have to live with the truth of Eilu Veil Adir Lekim Chai, that these are people who are Shem Torah Mitzvahs. They have their rebellion, even though there are differences in Hashkafa. This one's a Zionist, this was an anti-Zionist, this one's a Chassid, this one's a Misnagid, but Sof Kol Sof, these are all people Shem Torah Mitzvahs. So there's Eilu Veil Adir Lekim Chai. And to be marich, and to look up to, and to be mechabed, not just in one's heart to have a havas Yisrael, but to be marich, to be mechabed such people. Even if you're convinced and your rebbeim have taught you that this person is making a terrible mistake, that Zionism is a terrible, terrible lisser, or that anti-Zionism is the worst of Eir, or whatever it is. I'm just picking, using that whole machlaikis. Whatever the issue is. Afilo mutayi bedarko, and you are convinced and you were taught by your rebellion that person is making a terrible mistake. That's a terrible mistake, and it's wrong, and you should not be a Zionist, or you should be a Zionist, whatever. You should have your matzmut, you shouldn't have your matzmut. He said, "Toy bedarko," and your rebbe has taught you that person who's saying halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut is a toy bedarko. It's a terrible mistake. Or the one who's not saying it, it's a terrible mistake not to say halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut. Tzarech le'ahav Yisrael chabdi. These are shomer mitzvahs. These are Jews who are keeping mitzvahs. At worst, it's a mistake. Either this way or that way, it's a mistake. One way or the other. And not chas v'shalom to be mevazeh, a person who was taught something different, and he keeps Torah mitzvahs. And he believes that that's the right way. And his rebbeim taught him that that's the right way. Everybody wants to have Yiras Shamayim. Everybody's trying to do the right thing. And they have a different take on it. But we're not talking about Shabbos. We're not talking about tefillin and kashrus. We're talking about the nyanim and hashkafa. And there's no question that the person is miskaven l'toyv, that his intentions are good. Even though you were taught a certain way and you believe a certain way and you have to conduct your life that way and to raise your children in that way, which you believe is the das ha'emes. So you believe that the right way is halal yom ha'atzmaut, and therefore you teach your children that and you send them to those schools. And you believe that that's the truth, and you try to talk about that truth, and to be mechazik your children with that truth of halal yom ha'atzmaut. Kvishikiba mecha chacham amitim. And you were mekabel that truth that you believe in from chacham amitim, from tzaddikim. And you trust those tzaddikim that they brought you upon a path that is true. Mashracha, that's good. And you should be happy with that. But still, you have to be very, very careful that truth that you believe in should not cause you to feel distant from another Jew, to feel far from another person, to be separated from another person, which unfortunately is often the case. Both of these Jews are seeking Hashem. Both of them want to serve Hashem. It's Hashgacha Pratis. Why did Reuven come down in this world? Why did it turn out that he ended up with certain family, a certain Rebbeim that taught him that Halal Yom Ha'atzmaut is a terrible thing? And this other Jew ended up in a world with teachers and parents or whatever it was that taught him that Halal is a Gevaldige thing in Yom Ha'atzmaut. Again, I'm sorry for using such an example, but it's simple. Why did it come out such a thing? So it's Hashgacha Pratis. And there's a tzad of toiv, of course, in each of these paths. There's a tzad of toiv. You know, Reb Chaim Zonnefeld and Reb Cook, you know that there was like, the shittas were very, 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 very different. Reb Chaim Zonnefeld and Reb Cook. And we have friends, we have pictures of them, they were the dearest friends. And once there was an inyan of the tzibur, and Reb Cook sent his nephew to go, I believe it was his nephew, to go quickly to run to Reb Chaim Zonnefeld with a message of some sort. So he went to Reb Chaim Zonnefeld, Reb Cook's nephew, and Reb Chaim Zonnefeld looked at this, Reb Cook, and Reb Chaim Zonnefeld said to him, I want to tell you something, that I love your uncle in the greatest way. And I couldn't say the things that I'm saying if he wouldn't be saying the things that he's saying. And when he came back, Rav Cook said the same thing. I wouldn't be able to say the things that I'm saying if there wasn't Reb Chaim Zonnefeld in the world screaming about what I'm saying. I wouldn't say those things. And I even heard from a Talmud of a very great person. I don't want to say his name because of this great person, but he was a very choshev a Talmud chacham, a dayan in Satmar. And I even think this isn't a sefer, but I heard this from a person who heard it from an old dayan of Satmar, who said that when they were begging the Satmar Rebbe, you know, at the time we're talking about when Rav Cook was alive, and the Satmar Rebbe was already cooking against Zionism, Rav Cook, this is before the war. So there were people who were begging the Satmar Rebbe, go to Eretz Yisrael, go to Eretz Yisrael and meet with Rav Cook. Talk to him. So he didn't say that I'm not going to meet with that Russian. Chas v'shalom. He didn't say that. He said, I'm afraid that if I talk to him, he'll convince me. That's what I was told. He said, I'm afraid. He's such a person that I'm afraid that if I talk to him, I won't be able to, I won't be able to hold up to that. Now, I don't know if that's true. Again, I heard it from a chosh of a person. I heard it from this dying. So who knows? Things get around, and I'm sure that any Satmar guy that would hear this would already scream Chayvei Karen. It never happened, couldn't be. But there's a lot of revisionism in Lanesburg at the beginning. So what I'm saying is that there's a tzad of kedusha in each of these days, in each of these shittas. There's a tzad of kedusha. Rabbi Shavuot Gazon Zayin said a beautiful thing. I don't remember the exact nusach, but I'm sure some of you know it. To have the fire, the bren of a chassid, and to have the lomdus of a litvak, and to have the tmimus of a Hungarian, and the muna of a Sephardi, and the erlichkeit of a German Jew. I mean, in all of these different mahalchim, of course there's a tzad of kedusha and of emes and so on. And only the small people say this in Gantz and Treif, the person's Treif, there's nothing. How could you say that about somebody, Shematar Mitzvahs? So his inyan is that he says, Halon Yom HaTzmut, and where does that come from? It comes from Ahavas Eretz Yisrael. So no, where does it come from? Could it be wrong? It's a question of Halacha, there were great people argued about it. Could be, maybe it's like this, maybe it's like that. But Chalila, that a person should feel far from such a Jew, or distance from such a Jew, he's a Shematar Mitzvahs person. Or that a person on the other side, that a person is a Fabrenta, Tzionia, Zionist, and he, holds that the most important mitzvah is to go to the parade and to have a flag in front of his house on Yom HaTzmut, and around his shul he's got to put 50 flags, on Yom HaTzmut, and all of that stuff. And he's allowed to hate the Satmar guy, because the Satmar guy doesn't go with any of that stuff. The Satmar guy is teaching his children to put on tefillin, they keep Shabbos, and they're medaktik and mitzvahs, and they're elchid, and they're God-fearing people, and they do mitzvah, they do a million mitzvahs. So what are you making? You don't agree with it. You don't agree with his take on Zionism. So say this. So you keep your way. He keeps his way. That doesn't mean there's a period chas v'shalom, a period that they feel in the heart. There should be a feeling of period of distance, of separation. Each one is miskaven l'tov. Each one was taught a certain way. And if that other person would have been raised in your neighborhood, he would be like you. If you were raised in his neighborhood, you would be like him. So it happened that you were, there's Hashgacha Pratis, why you were brought in a certain way. Hashem's Baruch wanted a certain union in the world. Why did Hashem's Baruch want it if you're convinced that it's wrong? So you could ask your teachers, why would Hashem want such a thing in the world if it's wrong? The person needs to learn the sugi. What does that mean? That both these and those are the words of the living God. What does that mean? The problem is when you have the Kanaim, they always use a lesson to say that no, that this is a danger to us. This is going to destroy Klai Yisrael. Those things never destroyed Klai Yisrael. What destroyed Klai Yisrael is machleik. It's not the different shittas don't destroy. I'm saying within Torah, not saying outside of Torah. That's something else. But within Torah, the different shittas don't destroy Klai Yisrael. That there are chassidim and misnagdim. That there's a Vilna going in the world. And there's a Baal Shem Tov in the world. That wasn't harming the world. The world was fine having the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon. The world was very happy that those two tzaddikim were in the world. What was destroying the world were the machlokes that were going on. That was destroying. Not the fact that you have two shittas. When you have two shittas, in Torah, that's mashlim the world. It doesn't take away from the world. It fills the world. It fills the world with more. It fills the world. The different shittas are mashlim each other. But the Kanarim are always going to say, no, that this shita cancels out the other. You can't have a world where these two shitas are coexisting. It can't be. And you can find things like that in Svarim. You can find things like that in Svarim. The Pnimis of Pnimis is that those deists that are within Torah are called Eil Ve'elu Devlu Kimchai. And the Eil Ve'elu Devlu Kimchai means that they're mashlim each other. And how could you say for sure that you know the truth? Can you say for sure, 1,000,000% that saying Halal on Yom HaTzimut is the right thing? You can really say that. And could you say the guy from Williamsburg, could you say 1,000,000% that to burn a flag or to scream against Halal is that 1,000,000% that's the right thing to do? You could say that. We were talking about that a little bit yesterday in the Meridian Shir. Ata batuach b'zeh? Yeso batuach b'zeh? You know 1,000,000%? 1,000,000% that you're right? These are different tzaddikim, held different ways. You're 1,000,000%. You respect your Rebbe, you want to go like your Rebbe, because in time. But I can take to passel up other people, to make machlokes, and to... You know that Beisham Yisrael, they married with each other. That machlokes and shittas, they were big machlokes that they had in the shittas, but they married with each other, they made simchas with each other, and they were best friends. They had machlokes and shittas. They're different Mahalchim in Avaida, very different Mahalchim in Avaida. Between Beisham Yisrael is further apart than Satmar and Lubavitch. It's further apart. But they married with each other and they loved each other. And even those who are a little bit older remember that, like giving that example, Satmar and Lubavitch was like fire back in the 60s, the 70s. And now, oh Hashem, they get along together. It's not what it was. So what happened to the big shittas? So they still hold from their shittas. But whatever it was that took place over time that brought to a calming down. There certainly would be people who would say it's terrible that it calmed down. We should make them milchama. Those were the good old days when we had these milchamas. That's what this whole maim is about. And even those Jews that are Pesach Yisrael, they're Nefesh Achas, and as long as it's a shame Yisrael, as long as he's still a Jew, it's Nefesh Achas Mamish. Of course, there are sometimes that this person, because of technical problems, you have to be careful with. But it's a nefesh achas mamish. The kol cheshke v'rak legalis is metzias habaris brach. And if they're from people, then of course it's a halt. They want to be megal metzias Hashem also. They're waiting for Mashiach. They also want Hashem is brach to be revealed in this world. The kol achad who kli legalis is on the fi'in yana. And each of these Jews, the ones who Hashem misses, certainly, Each one is a kli to megalas or lefi inyano. Again, the sugi of Rishoyim and Pesach Yisrael is complicated. There are halachas that somebody is mechal shabbos v'asir, as a din of mumalahakas mumalatev. I'm not going into all of that. It's a very complicated sugya. B'derech klal, we don't really, in our days, we don't really have, like it used to be, big Pesach Yisrael. Like most people just don't know these days. Look at footnote Chav Tez. Obamas, Noidi be Yisrael, Gordel Gnusa Machlaikis. We know the terrible Gnus, the terrible Machlaikis is. Unless she ate some of Fates, Odom, but the Eitzahara tricks a person, Shibi Mikra Hazen, it's Shrechas Machlaikis. The Eitzahara comes and says, it's true that Machlaikis is terrible, Machlaikis has destroyed many, many shuls. Malachikas has destroyed many yeshivas, many communities, but in our particular situation with this particular gabbai or this particular rabbi, in our situation, Machlokes is warranted. That's how it always goes. You see the Machlokes that were going on this past year, do I have to go over? I don't know, Chazar have said things. Very sad things. You know how many shuls have fallen apart? Not from COVID, from Machlokes. Shuls are in shambles all over the place. I'm talking to people all over the place. I get calls, what's going to be here, what's going to be there, this shul, that shul, in shambles. Not from COVID. COVID is a sickness. A sickness means Zachmanis. You daven for your friend. Your friends, you help. Jews get closer through difficulties, not further apart. So what's going on? Falling apart. Fighting and arguing, machlokes, and all kinds of things going on. Crazy things. Besides the other reasons why that are good. People, the shuls, and all kinds of strange things. Machlokes destroys. The COVID doesn't destroy Klal Yisrael. That doesn't destroy. It's not even a dent. Hashem Yirachem should be finished. Everybody should be healthy. But it's not even a dent in Klal Yisrael, the whole COVID thing. Machlokes. Baruch Hashem, you don't have to know so many things, but if you're a rabbi, what was going on here in the community, the stuff that was going on with the behind the scenes, in Yanim and Machlaikis, and things that were said, even Rabbim, it's terrible things. It's not that COVID didn't kill anywhere as much as the Machlaikis destroyed. Machlaikis destroyed, killed many, many more people than, and it's been doing that since the Churban Bayis Sheni. It's Machlaikis that's killing. Much more casualties from Machlaikis than from COVID. Much, much more. Machlokes. It's machlokes. Shemikas and nitzrachas machlokes. But and then there's always what he mentions in a second. Now this particular situation is called machlokes l'shem shemayim. That's where you get machlokes l'shem shemayim. Our machlokes is l'shem shemayim. You have to be a very great person to have machlokes l'shem shemayim. It's a very high madrega that the ego doesn't get involved. Kinna and COVID doesn't get involved. Machlokes l'shem shemayim. That's Beis Shan Beis Hill. Machlokes l'shem shemayim. V'ini machlokes l'shem shemayim. Hakavon hi sheyechelku ba'ofen shel igarim sinah. Machlokes l'shem shemayim is when there's a disagreement without any sinah, any ego, any hatred, any pirud, separation. That's machlokes l'shem shemayim. Hanyos l'shem shemayim, because you see, it's purely about an inyan. It's not about the people. It's about an inyan. Ve'no nageya b'chvoidesh l'asheni. It's not nageya in the covet of the other person. In the slightest way, it's not nageya b'chvoidesh l'asheni. To say something disrespectful. It's the kind of things that people say. But other rabbanim and other people, because they have a different mahalach in this inyan. It's always said, l'shem shemayim, this one's a right day. Come on, Beis Shan Beis Hillel. The bechlal wasn't any niki in COVID. It wasn't a matter of COVID or sinner. It was, I disagree, I have different shitas. It's fine. then it's always, no, but your shita is endangering me. No, yours is endangering me. So now we have to make a machlokes. And this machlokes is what's endangering both sides. Whenever there's machlokes, there's terrible, terrible tsaros. Terrible tsaros. But when you have, as a result of machlokes, the Jews are getting further away from each other. That's not called a machlokes Hashem Shammai. If it's tearing people apart from each other, if it's making people get further away from each other, that's not machlokes Hashem Shammai. It can't be. That something should be in the category of machlokes l'shem shemayim. You know, Karach was a much smarter Jew than all of us. Karach would have been not one of the Gedolei Yisrael. He would have been at the dais of all the Gedolei Yisrael. He was right up there with Moshe and Aaron. Karach. He was a great person, Karach. And Karach had a cheshbon, and he thought it was the Shem Shammai. But the Baruch Shalom knew that there was an akuda there of Karach, not of the Shem Shammai. And his madrega, Karach. Karach was a great person. Machlokes the Shem Shammai tzucha harbe yishuv das. He calls man shechaveru shoyim Torah mitzvahs. If the other one, the guy that you're cholik on, is shoyim Torah mitzvahs, for over this bar, he keeps Torah mitzvahs, and he's over this bar, and he's an Eved Hashem. You have to love him and to be mechabedin. Not just in your heart, but to show him ahava, to be mechabedin, like Beisham Mizil, to mechabedin to love, to help, and to be mechabedin to love, and so on. And even if that person has a different day from you, he has a different opinion. And according to him, according to Reuven, Shimon's das, Shimon's mahalach is wrong, it's a mistake, it's a shibush, it's a confusion. It's a perversion of the truth. The guy's not an epicurus. He's not an epicurus. Okay. The kanorim will say that if you say hal yom atzmut, you're not epicurus. He's not an epicurus. And he makes such a person to not be epicurus. When anti-Zionist is not epicurus, make them not epicurus. There was a big professor. He wrote a whole book to try to make Lubavitcher and not because him instead. Tried to make the whole Lubavitcher thing to not because. So he had to work so hard to try to make. You disagree with there's a mahalach. Of course there's a small chaver there, but you make a whole chassidus of Eilech Yidden Shomer Torah Mitzvos. You make it to not because to build a case. This wasn't Satman. This is a professor, from a Shomer Shabbos professor. Make a whole melchama against Chabad, that Chabad is the whole apikorsis and the whole thing of the Mashiachs. Machlokes Hashem Shemayim. To publish a book and to write articles and to go and speak about other Jews and against other Jews. Which at worst you could say that there's maybe a toast in this ikur of Mashiach, as you could say that. You could disagree with that, with their interpretation of Mashiach. You disagree with it, say them. It's not Apikoros. Reb Chaim Viskas said, not Apikoros, it's Nebuch not Apikoros. Even though he's not Apikoros. Nebuch, he's not Apikoros. All of these things that are used by the Kanoim, one side and the other side, to take Jews or Shomer Torah Mitzvos and to try to somehow prove that they're Apikoros, that they're Rishoyim, that you're allowed to. You're not allowed to eat from them, from their shechita, you're not allowed to have anything to do with them, and so on. This is the most dangerous sickness, and this is why Mashiach hasn't come. When Nimna Vagarma, the Tzaddikim, all agree that the Ikka Inyan that's holding back Mashiach is the Lishna Bisha of Haman. The Gemara says in Megillah that there was never a big Baal Lashon Hara like Haman. That Haman was the biggest Baal Lashon Hara that ever lived. What's the Lashon Hara from Haman, that he was such a big Baal Lashon Hara? If he was a big Baal Lashon Hara, it means that he had good Lashon Hara, right? It's not Stam. It means that it was Geshmak. Because Stam to say in Irishkeit is not, he was a good Baal Lashon Hara. What was the Lashon Hara? Yeishnoi Am Echad. Yeishnoi Am Echad. There's a unique nation. Am Echad. They say every day, three times a day plus, Shema Yisrael Shema Shema Echad. Yeishnoi Am Echad. They wear tefillin, says Hashem Echad. They put a mezuzah, says Hashem Echad. Yeshna Am Echad. And this Am Echad is the chosen nation, the chosen people. And Hashem designated this nation as his people, and they're supposed to be together like mamish brothers and sisters. Because it's a nefesh achas. Haman saying this. But look at that. Look what became of them. What? Mefuzo mefayred ben ha'amim. Look how they act. They hate each other. They fight with each other. All machlokes in l'shem shemayim. And the Gemara says that there was never a big Baal Lashon Hara like Haman. Therefore, the only way to be metapel, and that was lech knoises kol ha'yehudim. You know how many Jews thought that Mordechai was, you know, they hated Mordechai? What was going on? Rotzel l'roi v'achav, and how many, there are different sheetahs about how many people made machlokes against, but thousands of people made machlokes against Mordechai. Machlokes that was in Shushan between Jews, and therefore Esther Malka said, "There's only one eight." Says Lech Nois Kol Yehudim Shem Shushan Abir to bring them back together. The biggest Baal Lashon Hara was Haman. That means when Chazal tell us that there was never such a Baal Lashon Hara like Haman, it means there was never such an effective, strong Lashon Hara. You know, when somebody says something about you that's totally crazy, it doesn't bother you. It's crazy. But when someone says something about you that you know, and there's some truth to it, and it's really bad, that's what hurts. So when Haman said such a lashon hara, yeishnoi am echad, mafuzu mafayit ben ha'am, mafuzu mafayit, but they're divided and dispersed. So Chazal said that was the big lashon hara. There was never such a lashon hara. And the whole chubn of the second base of Mikdash, we understand, it led to the chubn of the second base of Mikdash. The sherish of that led to the chubn by Yishen, it was a sinus chinim. And everybody says that my reason for hating another Jew is not called sinus chinim. I have a reason to hate them. It's a misunderstanding of what it means, sinus chinim. Everybody says they have a reason for hating somebody else. You ever hear someone says, I have no reason, I just hate them? They always have a reason for hating somebody else. There's always a reason, there's always an explanation why do you hate the other person. Even though everybody has to, of course, listen to his rebellion, and he was raised in a certain way, fine. I mean, you have to think it over yourself and to decide, but but just because you have a certain mahalach that you receive from your rabbi, that doesn't entitle you to say bad things about other Jews, to knock other people, to put them down. Chalila. Other Jews are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. People who are Shomer Mitzvahs. Chalil, al Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Shadaitem Shomer Shalom. They have a different opinion than you have. Ki Ratzon Avinu Shebashamayim Shenechabed Kol Ish Miyisrael. The Rasan of Hashem is that we should be mechabed every single Jew. We should be mechabed. You could yell about the different sheetahs all you like, but you mechabed other people. Lamed, v'zehu, and that's the meaning of ha'emes v'ha'shalom ahevu. Ha'emes v'ha'shalom ahevu. Truth and peace, to love truth and peace. Shetzorach l'galas is emes v'aylam. Last this is what Hashem's about Karoi. Hashem wants each and every one of us to look for the emes. All of our lives, each one of us is trying to find the truth. Of course. Each one of us has to try. Emes, of course. Last this is what Hashem's about Karoi. Aval tzarech she'emes le'tov machlokes. Ahemes v'ha'shalom. Ahem. That's a hard shidduch. Ha'emes v'ha'shalom. Aheva. That's like the love of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. That's the love of David and Yonason. That's the love of Beisham Yisrael. Ha'emes v'ha'shalom. Ha'emes. Each person with his emes and with his mahalach, 100%. V'ha'shalom. Ha'emes v'ha'shalom aheva. Emes v'ashalom. Ahev was the oisius Abohu, Rabbi Abohu, Ahev. One that says in Svarim that he's the balamaim of Shalom, Shalom l'rochel l'korv. Amar Hashem refosiv. Shalom, Shalom l'rochel l'korv. Peace, peace to the one, those who are far and those who are near. To love every Jew, those who are far and those who are near. Ahevai is Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Abo. Ahevai, of course, Emes, but Emes v'hashol. Emes v'hashol. Hey, choshev ma'od, little ma'od kol gadol ma'alas. Al gadol ma'alas achdus. It's very chashuv to learn all this from the talk about the ma'ala of achdus. Because by learning the sugi of achdus and more about that, the whole inyan of nefesh achas. What does it mean nefesh achas? That every Jew is a nefesh achas. What does that mean? That strengthened it to ma'ira the cheshek in the heart. Lashkiv is that to put more koyches into it. Ki avoida la shalom ve'ahava ben ishta ve'ayu chashuv eitz Hashem zvach yoyse mekol ha'avoides. This avoda of shalom and ahava between one Jew and another is more chashuv to Hashem mekol ha'avoides. That's a very strong thing to say. This inyan of shalom and ahava to Hashem, as we spoke about many times, that to a parent there's nothing that's more important than there should be shalom and ahava between the children. There's nothing that's more important. That there should be shalom and ahava between the children. It's the most chashuv thing there is. How many times you have within one family that this one holds this way, this kid holds another way, and there's machlokes and all kinds of things going on. And the parents are totally tzibrachim from the machlokes between the children. This happens all the time. But the children, because of inyanim and whatever, Yiddishkeit, the machlokes. There was a Shabbos a couple of years ago. Someone went to speak to the whole cover, and there was a chassidish couple. I think it was Skver, and a very geshmaka guy, and he was telling me about his children. I think he had like 9 or 10 children, and each one of the kids was in a different way. You know, this one became chassidish. It was all different. Mahalchim and married in different ways and so on. And he was saying that, you know, that his friends all make fun of him. He says, but I'm the proudest father in the world. He said, because you know what? My kids all love each other. All my kids get along with each other. My kids are the best friends. And he said, I have my friends that make fun of me that have this one that became modern, this one became a Litvak, this became a Lubavitch, this one's not from whatever, you know, they all make fun of me. But in the meantime, all their chassidish children, they have such machlokes and fights, they don't talk to each other. Ha'avoda al shalom ha'avoda ben ish to'eir v'chshuv etz al shem v'yoyse mikol ha'avodas. This ha'avoda of shalom ha'avoda is chashuv to Hashem, to a father, more than all of the ha'avodas, more than anything else. When there's shalom, when there's in a family there's shalom, more than anything else. That gives the father, that gives the mother the biggest nachas ruach. Va'keiv ha'gadol b'yoyse shel ha'shchina gedoysha, and the greatest pain that the shchina suffers from, ha'mashal le'noyegim kovet echad b'chaver, that one Jew is not mechabit another Jew. That's the most painful thing to the shchina gedoysha, is that her children are not mechabit each other. The children don't care for each other, they're fighting with each other. That's the biggest ke'ev, pain, for the Shechina. V'zo'ike sibas ha'golus acharein. And Chazal revealed to us that this is the main cause of this golus that we're now, this final golus. is the Ikir Sivas HaGolus, is this inyan of, which Netziv writes about very strong what was going on, what happened really at the time of the Bayis Sheni. That's when all this began. It was terrible, terrible. All the different kitas and chevras and what happened, and how since that time it's all been the continuation of that inyan of machloikis, of sinus Yisrael, and so on. Ikas sibas agolas achrayim. Shais machmas sinus chinam. Because of sinus chinam. Kol ha-gu'ula tluya b'zeh. The whole gu'ula depends on that. Not on whether you hold from wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. The whole gu'ula depends on this. Kol ha-gu'ula tluya b'zeh. Kol ha-gu'ula tluya b'zeh. Tluya b'zeh. Bemis page chavdal. Mitzvah zu, mitzvah svahach v'racha kamarcha, neheges b'chol zman. V'nichto v'ktor kam nekudas. Couple of nekudas in the Yisod of Ahavas Yisrael. But again, this is just hakdama, and each person in his own has to try to learn as much in the Svarim that he likes to learn on this nekuda of Ahavas Yisrael and Achdus and so on. It's a big mitzvah that's in you to learn, especially if you learn the Tzemach Tzedek, the mitzvah Havdu Recha Kamoicha. The Tzemach Tzedek is this whole inyan of what Havdu Recha Kamoicha mean. And Derechim Seisach, he learned it once years ago in the Chibur, and a part of it in the Sefer Mitzvah Chibur. But the Tzemach Tzedek is the whole sugya, what it means to have is so. But here are some nekudas. Aleph. Aidei Ahavas Chaveim, Vestachlus Vayim, Toyev Al Kalachot, Zorichim Lashros Hashchim. Through Ahavas Chaveim, and looking at each other with an eye in Toyev, with Zorichim Lashros Hashchim. Because then the Shechina Kedoshah says, ah, it's Mechai to be here. Then the family's together. And the Shechina's there. And then our mother, the Shechina, is with us. Ki inyin HaShechina Kedoshah Hu Giloi HaElokus B'Soich HaBriyah. What's the Shechina? The Shechina means Hashem's revelation or Elokus that's revealed in the world. That's called the Shechina. V'Aidei Shemak Yishukai Yisrael Hem Dovech. And when we recognize and we believe that each Jew is every Jew is a nefesh achas is a davar echad, we call ma'ashem nirim shen. Aye, they look different on the outside. Zerak b'chitzonius. That's only chitzonius. That's only on the outside. Shkalachin megalas hashchina b'ayfen acher, because each one is trying to megal the shchina in his way. Aber b'pnimius that's musa me'mecha. But in the pnimius they're echad, they're one. Mizel megalas hashchina. That is the greatest gilui of the Shechina, that brings the Shechina down. As a pnimius. Because the Shechina means his galus Hashem in this world. That's the Shechina. And when two Jews who have different mahalchim are mechabit each other, are marich each other in the right way, so then they're being megala the Shechina. The Shechina wants to be in such a place. That's his galus of the Shechina in this world. Because what that's saying is that even though on the outside you don't see a lukus, but why do we love each other, even though we're so different? You know why we love each other? Because there's a Shechina that joins us together. Because everybody else would say, anybody, an outside spectator would say, how do you two people get along with each other? You're so different. How could you possibly be best friends? And the answer is, because there's something in our lives that you can't see. You don't understand. And what's that? The Shechina. The Shechina. That's you can't see. And that's the Elokus that both of us have. And that's why we're in Nefesh Achas. So I can love this person even on the outside it looks so different. So when you are a Mechabed, another Jew who's very different from you, Shalom, Shalom, L'Rochel, L'Karav, then that's his Galus of the Shechina. Because why else would you love this guy? Why else would you be best friends with this guy? Why else would you Mechabed somebody who has a completely different sheet than you in life? Not completely, very different than yours. Why would you be Mechabed him? Why would you love him? Why would you be such a good friend? The Teretz is, because we're not different. You mean you're not different? You're so different. Now that's the chitzonis are different. And what else is there besides chitzonis? Besides chitzonis, there's something that's called the Shechina Kedoshah. Besides chitzonis, the Shechina Kedoshah. So therefore, when there's a Ahavas Yisrael, it brings to Hashem Shechina. Because what is a Ahavas Yisrael? When you love somebody who's just like you, that's very, very nice. But it's not such a big galus of the Shechina. It's very, very nice. It is a big galus of the Shechina. But when you're able to love somebody who's not like you, And why are you able to love this person who's not like you? The answer is because both of us share the same Shechina. That's a bigger scales of Shechina. When you get along with the person, or you're able to make shalom with the person who does something you don't like, or is not the way that you like. That's an amos gila of the Shechina, because he's saying, all the stuff that you're doing that I don't like, it's only on the surface. So, but why do I really love you, even though you do all these things I can't stand? The terror is because of Shechina Kadosh. It means it's a tremendous gila of the Shechina. What else brings these two people together? The Shechina. So it's his gals of the Shechina. Because you're an ish pnim, you're a pnimistic image. And a pnimistic person knows that all the stuff that we fight about, that's them, it's on the outside. But we're best friends. Like I told you, that I read in, I think it was Rav Shai Yosef, Kohen Olam Shalom, in his sefer, he was fighting during 1948, and he was describing how in Meir Sharm, by the women in Meir Sharm, that there were soldiers that were getting shot and they were injured, and these women from Meir Sharm, you know, with the black tichel still, you know, till the nose, and with the black stockings, you know, and that they were ripping their skirts and their stockings to make tourniquets to help the boys that were bleeding, the soldiers. If it would be only women, it wouldn't be men. The Mashiach would have come a long time ago. And it's not just by Milchama. They would do that in a second for any Jew. In a second. What are we talking about? And everybody forgets these things. And when it comes to Milchama, then everybody says, oh, gewalt, gewalt, gewalt. But Davke, by the ones that... She said, I have a different shittas. But it's a Jewish boy. What's the, it's a Jewish boy. And that's his Gal Sashkin, and the biggest Gal Sashkin is in such a way. When Jews who are very different from each other in Chitzanias, and there's a Gilui of the Pnimius, that the Pnimius is, this is my child. This is my child. When the whole thing was going on with Shalmarka, what's the name again? Rabashkin. And then Lakewood and Lubavitch and Sabna, all the Chevra came together. It shouldn't have to come to such a thing that there's a Jew sitting in jail. But of course, what happened was that the Chitzanis came away, and there was a Gilu the Pnimis, and the Pnimis is a Nafkimin, he's a Lubavitch, he's this, he's that, it's a Nafkimin, he's a brother. And with that, there were people who were screaming and angry about that too. He's a brother. He's a brother. He doesn't deserve to sit in jail for 27 years. Whatever they made over there. He's a brother. It's a gila shechin. But unfortunately, oftentimes it takes to come to such crazy things that a person should realize that this is a brother of mine, this is a sister of mine. But that's the biggest gila shechin adavka, when two people are mefuz and mefarad, that they look like they're opposites. They look like they're so different, and they love each other, and they mechabed each other, and they maruch each other, because then that's the anti-Haman. That's Mechias Amalek. Amalek says, Mefuzim Afar Ben Amim, V'daseyem Shainais. And Mechias Amalek is, all those things, Haman, that you're talking about, Mefuzim Afar, yeah, we live in different neighborhoods, we're all over the place. But that, we're not Mechad. Yesh Na Mechad, we're still in Yesh Na Mechad. We're not Mefuzim Afar, physically, we're divided. Physically, we live in different places. Yeah, we live in the five towns. You have Chevra to live in Monroe. We have Chevra to live in Baltimore. We have Chevra to live in Meir Sharm, Magula. I don't like the way the guy in Meir Sharm conducts himself. He doesn't like the way that I conduct myself. But anything I can do to help this person, I love this guy. He's crazy, but I love him. He thinks I'm crazy. He loves me. Gandik. That's Hashvaz Hashchin. It's Gila Hashchin. The biggest Gila Hashchin there is. Hashem is supposed to help us understand. Let's go down.